Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsor Lunishmas Aram Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Lamet. The Gemara with base brings the Agato regarding Shira Sayam that happened in Kriyas Yasuf. And the Gemara says that Bishar Shalu Yisroel Minayam Nosnu Einem Lomar Shira, they picked up their eyes to say Shira. The Ketzadam Shira, what exactly is the way they did Shira? And the Gemara brings three opinions. Rabbi Akiva learns as kegodol amakar sahalel vehem oini machor of Rosh Hashanah. One reads the halal, Moshe Rabbeinu was reading the halal, and they just answer some parts. But the one reading the halal is Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Seglili learns the Moshe Rabbeinu was reading, and they repeated after him. Rabbi Nechemia learns that it's like saying Shema and Shul. Moshe Rabbeinu started, and Am Yisrael came and joined him, and they did it together in unison. So the Maharal here explains, he starts with the Hakdama, that Shira has to do with the level of connection that an Adam has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greater the connection, the greater Shaychus that an Adam has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater Shira there is. Shira, as we know from other sources, Shira is a completion. Shira is Lashon Shir, Lashon Igul, a circle. When everything from top to bottom connects together to one. When a person realizes that every item in the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the expression of Shira. The higher the person is, the more complete and fulfilled this Shira is. So the Maharal goes on and says, Moshe Rabbeinu was an individual who was called Kuli connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Shira is a different level of Am Yisrael. And with this, he goes to explain the machlekas here in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva learned the Shira of Moshe Rabbeinu was a different level. He did the Shira. Am Yisrael joined him, but they can't reach the Shira of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Lazar says, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu is a different level, but the Shira that Am Yisrael says in Shira Sayam, they do belong to there. It's a Shira that all Am Yisrael has to do. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu is a higher level. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who leads them and shows them how to do the Shira. And the Shita of Nechemia is that it's even a lower level of Shira. It's a Shira that Am Yisrael belong to. The only thing they need is Moshe Rabbeinu to begin it. And right away they go and connect to it and they are able to say that Shira. And as my father Shlita explains it in the footnotes on the Maharal in Gvuros, he goes on to say that really it's different levels of Shira. Rabbi Akiva learns the Shira was the highest level that only Moshe Rabbeinu belongs to. Rabbi Lazar learns that the level of Shira was a more middle level that Am Yisrael belongs to it, but they need the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Nechemia learns that the Shira is a lower level Shira that Am Yisrael, or it's really Am Yisrael, they just need Moshe Rabbeinu to initiate it. The Shem Yishmuel, and Parshas Ba'al Yischo says, whatever the reason is, whatever any of the Tanoim learns, everybody agrees that without Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't really connect to the Shira. You need Moshe Rabbeinu somewhere in some fashion. Explain the Shem Yishmuel. Because Shira, the ultimate Shira, is that a person's body and soul connect together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we said before, everything becomes one mohus. One entity connected to Hashem. The higher the body is, the more spiritual it is, the less boundaries it has to connect to the neshama, the more Shira it can be. Moshe Rabbeinu is the most pure Shira possible because his body is so spiritual. So his body and neshama get together. In order for Am Yisrael to connect to Shira, they must have Moshe Rabbeinu to be involved. And just to end this with another nekuda, the Mechilta brings regarding how Aseres Hadibros was. So the Mechilta brings Rabbi Shmuel that says that Am Yisrael said al hein hein va'alav lav. For every mitzvah that of Esther, they said yes. For Alois Esther, they said no. Rabbi Akiva said they said yes to each thing. They say yes, we're accepting each thing that you're doing. And then the Mishmuel says that there's a third Shita that said that they agreed with whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said in the beginning, that whatever they're going to, when Moshe Rabbeinu will tell them, they will accept it. So says the Meshech Chochmah, they're in Yisroi. So the Meshech Chochmah, it's exact same machlokes like here. Rabbi Akiva is the one who says, really Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's doing it. Am Yisrael are just accepting everything. So whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says, he says yes, yes. Whatever you say, yes, you're the one. The Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says the answer for everything Moshe Rabbeinu said. If he said yes, yes. No, no. I mean, they repeated what he said, which is exactly like the second sheet over here in the Gemara of Lazar, that they repeated the Shira. And then Rabbi Nechemio is like Rabbanon. They said in general, Am Yisrael said, whatever you're going to say, we're going to accept it. They didn't go to repeat it or to review it. They're just accepting it the same way as Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, what you have in Aseres HaDibros is the same way they did Shira Sayam. And this connects beautifully. We know the Mechilta tells us, only someone who eats man from the Shemaim can get Toyo. And the Ramban tells us that the man was given only for whoever was over in Yamsuf. So it comes out, if you cross Kriyas Yamsuf, then you're able to get to Matan Toyo. So immediately it's the same Indian. Whoever holds the Bekriyas Yamsuf Amisol Nin Moshe Rabbeinu holds the same thing by Matan Toyo. And whoever holds they were on their own holds the same thing in Matan Toyo. It corresponds to each other. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.